Good morning. The day her neighbor drove his car out of his driveway across the street and into the living room of the woman who lived next door, my Aunt Hildy knew just what to do. She made a pan of brownies. Brownies were her go-to response for many of life's challenges and celebrations. Having a baby, she brought brownies. Lost her job, she brought brownies. Feeling lonely, she brought brownies. It's true, Aunt Hildy's brownies were pretty special. Made from scratch, buttery and moist, deeply chocolate with just the right amount of rise to distinguish them from fudge. People swooned over them. They were simply perfect. She would tell me that brownies fix everything. But of course, we know better. Good as they were, the brownies were only a fleeting, if pleasant, distraction. The real comfort was not found in the recipe, but the people who made them. Baking these brownies meant that Hildy had noticed you, that you mattered to her. She took her time out of her day to gather the ingredients, tie on her apron, stir together the butter, eggs, sugar, and chocolate, and bake them with her practiced hand. Each of those steps was an act of love. And because she knew that presentation matters and shows respect, she put them on a pretty plate, slipped on a well-pressed blouse, and brought them to you with a smile. When she came, she took her time. She asked you how you were doing, and she listened for as long as you needed to talk, sometimes over a cup of tea, often over a glass of wine. She patted on you if you needed patting. She would wring her hands for you. She was very good at that. If you asked her about why she did this, she'd probably say that, well, this is just what one does. It was simply what you did to be a good neighbor, a good friend, or a very good aunt. Some people say that this is a lost art, and they bemoan that neighbors today barely wave hello as they go into their big garages. People today often feel disconnected from one another. The divisions in our country are stark and painful and sadly reach deeply into our families sometimes. And while that may be true and sad, we still have the opportunity to care, to gently tend lovingly to one another. And we should. Because I've come to believe that Hildy was onto something profound here, something that transcends chocolate. And it gets to the heart of what it means to be human. When we do something for one another, something even as simple as making a pan of brownies, we are helping to create community together. Community is formed when we see each other, when we pay attention, and let one another know in an infinite number of ways, big and small, that we matter. It is an expression of our highest ideals and our most deeply held values. We do that here at our fellowship when we listen to a concern shared during Candles of Community, when we bring a meal to a neighbor who's lost their wife, and even in the welcoming words at the beginning of every service. Community is formed when we say, "I see you. You matter. Have some brownies."